Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Gimel in Meseches Tainis. It is the 701st daf in Shas. Our daf is going to discuss the intense Tanesim, which the Mishnah described on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis, where there is even a prohibition of what we call the five Inuyim by Yom HaKippurim. We have a similar parallel. If Chas V'Chalila there isn't rain, and after the first three fasts that are mentioned on Yud Amud Aleph, one needs to do more Tanesim, then those Taniyos Tzibur have many halachos, including depriving oneself from other things aside from food that we learned about yesterday in the Mishnah. The Gemara will analyze those halachos, and ultimately the Gemara then will compare the halachos of this Tainus Tzibur to other Tainus Tziburs, particularly Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara, today's daf is going to be an important set of halachos in regards to Tisha B'Av. Our Masechta falls out well in the sense that we are heading to the summer months and we will eventually, in another couple of weeks, get to the halachos of the 3 weeks and 9 days and Tisha B'Av. Hopefully learning about them before Tisha B'Av will be enough and Tisha B'Av will turn into a Yom Tov. But that will be Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. A lot of halachos in regards to bathing on Tisha B'Av and many other halachos in regards to Tisha B'Av. On Yud Gimel Amud Beis, we will also talk about the halachos of bathing for an Avel. And finally, we will discuss, once again, the halachos of Kabbalah's Tainus. So let's, Be'ezer Hashem, pick up on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis at the Gemara. We left off yesterday doing the Mishnah, saying that for a Tainus Tzibur, let's take a look back in the Mishnah. It's 2 lines into the Mishnah, 4 lines into wide. The Mishnah says that it's prohibited to do Malacha, Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas Asandil, Tashlish Hamita. Analyzes the Gemara on the last medium-sized line, right before the first wide line. On the bottom of Yubez and Yubez, Bishlam and Kulu, Isbu. I understand that when it comes to all the above things, they all have Tainug. They all have enjoyment. So therefore, Rechitza, Sicha, Tashlish Hamita, all of those things are going to be Aser. But what about work? Avo Malacha, if we tell the guy not to go to work on these fast days when there is no rain, not only is he not going to enjoy, but Saru, there is going to be pain in that he's going to be losing money. And the Gemara seems to be assuming over here that there isn't a Chiyuv to put him in a place of Tsar when it comes to these Tanesim. Answers the Gemara, Amrav Kazam Rav Yerbiya Baraba, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, and Yoel Kid shoot some. Sanctify, designate the day as a fast day. Kiru atzara, call it a day of gathering everybody together. Isvu zekenim katzeres. Matzeres asur basiyas malacha. So too, when it comes to a get-together of atzeres, shmita, not the atzeres tfila, or atzeres internet, whatever it might be, whatever event it might be, it seems to be an equation to something more, an equation to shvus. Matzeres asur basiyas malacha, just like when it comes to Shavuos is an Isra Malacha, Av Tainus also Basiyas Malacha. And the Pasuk in Yoel is talking about Tainus. Asks the Gemara, Yima Etzeres Me'urta, if we're going to equate to Shavuos, Shavuos begins at night, Av Tainus Nami Me'urta, question mark, then should take place at night. Urta, of course, in Lashon Or, which refers to the evening, like Or La Arba Osar, by the beginning of Maseches Pesachim. Amar Bizer L'di Mefar Shalim Minei, to Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, Amar Kra, Isfu Zekenim. Gather together the zakenim. Dum yada asivas zakenim. Mas asivas zakenim biyoyim. Just like you get together the zakenim during the day. Rashi explains, because at night the zakenim are at home. Masivas zakenim biyoyim. Aftzom nami biyoyim. Asks the Gemara of Eima mita yahara. Maybe it means in a time that starts getting light. You don't gather the zakenim together at 6 in the morning and 9 in the morning, but not the first thing in the morning. Amar of Shisha, Breder of Edi, Misadle Rav Huna. It's a proof to Rav Huna. The Amar, Mitzafra Kinufia, that Rav Huna says that the morning people began to get together even earlier than the normal time one would think for Askifas Zikanim. Mara asks, so if they come together early in the morning, what do they do? Hechi Avdi asks the Mar, 3 lines from the bottom in your base and the base. What do they do? Amar Abaya, Mitzafra Ad Palgi Yoma Mainina. They would look into the city matters in the morning. What does that mean? Rashi explains something amazing. They begin to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, whether the city was guilty of stealing one from the other, and then they will make a cheshbon bein adam l'chaveiro to ask mechila one from the next if they ever wronged each other. Mikam ve'elach. Then the second half of the day, riva diyoma karinan b'sifra, the one quarter of the day that they would read in the Sfarim, Viftarta, they would read Vayichal Moshe and the Haftorah, Urevius, and the last quarter, Misvadim, they would say Vidui, Umishtachavim Lashem Elokeim, and bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A little bit different than the way I try to survive morning Seder in the fast day, then hear Kriyas HaTorah and Haftorah, and then, particularly because of coffee withdrawal, you know, sleep the afternoon. No, Zalo Derech Shel Chazal. That was not what Chazal would do. I tried to throw in a few minutes of Cheshbon HaNefesh, but wow, do you see what the Devekus would take place during a Tainus? The Gemara continues on top of you, Gimel Amid Aleph. Epochana, I would switch these things around, that they would read from the Torah and the Haftarah in the morning and be Mevakesh Rachmim, and then they would look into the matters of the city and make a Cheshbon HaNefesh on the second half of the day. So Gemara responds, Lo Sal Kedaitach. No, you should not switch it that way. V'chsiv, because the pasuk in Ezra describes, Ve'elai yasfu kol chareid b'dvivrei Elokei Yisrael al me'al hagola. Ezra speaks about calling everybody together. Rashi explains that al me'al hagola, the pasuk then continues, Va'ani yoshei mishomeim ad minchas erev. That Ezra sat quietly until the afternoon. Minchas ha'erev, continues the pasuk, kamti misaynot mitanesi. He describes that he got it from his past. Ubikroi bigdi umilei va'achra el berkai ve'efrasa kapai el Hashem elokai. That in the afternoon is when he spread his hands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was what we described before, is that they were mevakesh rachim ad ha'erev in the afternoon. Amarav from Bar Pop, Maruchiz, the koshu mishum. Avel, now we have a new important halacha. You put a period before Raf or Bar Papa, and that is, in the name of Ruch is that anything that has the status of a fast day, which is also mourning, kigon Tisha B'Av v'Avel, it applies to the fast day of Tisha B'Av as well as in Hilchos Aveilus, then the halachos of bathing are different than in other fast days. Asur bein becham and bein mitzon, and then it's prohibited to bathe both in hot water as well as cold water. Kol mishu mishum tiny. Here we have a very important lamdusha definition in the halachos of tainis, that when it comes to Tisha B'Av it has the component of avelos. Mamish mesa muta lefanav. It's mamish muta lefanai. At the Beis Hamikdash is not in front of us. What we have in front of us is a mosque. So it's meso muta lefanav. And then the halacha is that Tisha B'Av is about mourning. It's about mourning of losing one of the dearest things that we possibly have. And Avel is not allowed to indulge in hot or cold water. However, the other Tanesim, the prohibition is you're not allowed to enjoy. Koshum mushum tainu, kagon tainus tzibur, there the prohibition is not tsar, as we saw from the previous Gemara. But rather, over there, we saw that it's tainug, which is prohibited. You're not allowed to enjoy things. So then, bechamun aser, then hot water is prohibited, betzonei mutter, and cold water is permissible. Amar Vidi Barov, and afana namitanin, Amar Vidi Barovin says, we also learned this in a Mishnah of Inol, l'nesamachar tzos, that the halacha is that we close the bathhouses. Abayi analyzed, and if it would be prohibited to bathe in cold water, should not only say that they close the bathhouses which have hot water, should say that they close the rivers which have cold water. So that's a proof that hot water is asur and cold water is mutter. The Gemara here has Abayi asking it b'loshem bitmiya. At first glance, one would say that since it says nolin es hamachotzos, the only thing that's prohibited is hot water. So it says Abayi, but that doesn't make sense. So again, Ravidi Barovin says we learned nolin es hamachotzos. Abaye comes back and says, that's not a strong proof that only hot water is prohibited, cold water is mutter. What are you going to say? It should say you close the rivers? There's no such thing as closing the rivers. Amar Rav Shisha Brei de Rav Idi, Abba Hachi Kashile. He said, no, this is what Rav Idi, my father, was bringing a raya from. Michti. Tnan asurin berechitza, nolnes amachitzos, lamali. If it says it's prohibited to do rechitza, why does it say they close the bathhouses? It must be lav, the fact that it emphasizes the bathhouses, shema mino, b'cham, and also b'tzonein mutter, period. Says the Gemara, lema misayele, I'll bring you a proof that hot water is asur on a regular tainis, except for an Tisha B'Av and for an Avel, and cold water, it's permissible to wash in cold water, because when it comes to the halachas of being tovel and mikvah, kol chai v'tfilas tovel and kedarkan, anybody who needs to go to the mikvah could go the regular way, bein b'Tisha B'Av, bein b'Yom HaKippurim, whether it's Tisha B'Av or on Yom HaKippurim. And we analyze b'may, ilema b'chamin, if you're going to say it's a hot water, tefillah b'chamin mi'ika, are you allowed to do tefillah in hot water? How can you do tefillah in that, explains Rashi. That's mayim she'uvin. A mikvah has to be water that has not been she'uvin, has not been drawn. It has to be rainwater, mei gesham, that collect in a particular place on its own without being she'uvin. Tefillah b'chamim mi'ika, according to some of the Girsa, is she'uvin inu. It is mayim she'uvin. Ela b'tzonin. So what's the Gemara telling you? That you're able to do it in cold water. V'chayvei tzvilas in. And those who have to go to the mikvah are allowed to. In ishechrini lo. But everybody else would not be allowed to. And what does it sound from this sugya in Yuma of kol chayvei tzvilas? Only those people who are chayvei tzvilas are able to go into the tzonin. In ishechrini lo. Everybody else would not be allowed to. So what do you see? That on these Tanesim, Yom HaKippurim and Tisha B'Av, then Chamim and Sonein are going to be Aser. Amar Rav Chana Bar Ketina lo nitzrucha el Chamei Tverya. Rav Chana Bar Ketina said that this halacha only applies to Chamei Tverya. In other words, there isn't a raya, because that even Sonein is Aser for the other people, because this case was talking about where they were bathing in hot. How can you be bathing in hot? It's going to be Shu'uvin. The answer is that it's from Tiberias, that in the springs of Tveria, so then in such a case, they would be Tovel, and that is what you could do for Chiyuvei Tfila, and that's what you can't do if you're not a Chiyuv Tfila, but when it comes to cold water, maybe it's also permissible for everybody else. Yachiyim the Seifa says the Gemara doesn't give up. But what about the Seifa? Amram Chanina Skan Kanim. Kedaihu Beis Chalukenu. La'abed Aleinu Tvila Pam Achas Bishana. Reb Chanina Skan Kanim said, don't go to the mikveh at all on Tisha B'Av. It is appropriate, considering the loss of the Beis Hamikdash, that you should miss a Tvila once a year. V'amrit Bitzonei Mutar. And if you're going to say that cold water is acceptable on Tisha B'Av, so then Yirchatz Bitzonin, let him go in cold water. So why do you have to pass up altogether, as Reb Chanina Skan Kanim had said? Must be that cold water is also prohibited to bathe in on Tisha B'Av. Amar Rav Papa says that's not a strong proof. Ba'asur de lo shchiach tzonin. We're talking about an area where there isn't a lot of cold water. Period. Tashma. Kisha Amru also b'malacha, when they spoke about the prohibition of working on a tainis tzibur mentioned in our mission on the bottom of Yud Beis Amid Beis, lo amaru el b'yoyim, they only spoke about the day, avu b'layla mutter, but at night it will be permissible. Kisha Amru also b'nilas asando, lo amru el b'ir, it was only said in the city, avu b'derech, but if a person's walking mutter, then it's going to be permissible. I saw some of my rabbeim, if I'm not mistaken, saw by Rav Shechter, that they're choshesh for the Rishonim that hold that all shoes are prohibited, not only leather shoes, and therefore they take off their shoes when they're in the yeshiva or davening and so on, but when they're walking in the street, then they'll walk with the shoes. That's based on this idea, b'derech is mutter. Ha-ketzat, yotze l'derech, no, then he puts on shoes. Nichnas l'ir, when he comes to the city, chol etz,
Period. Ukasham Rasa Berchitza, and when they said there's a prohibition on bathing, Lo Amru Ela Kol Gufa. That was only said in regards to bathing the entire body. Avopanav Yadav Raglav Mutter. But bathing one's face, hands, and legs, that will be acceptable. V'chein ata maitze b'menuda uba avel. And we find this in regards to someone who is in nidui, as well as in avel. V'chein ata maitze b'menuda uba avel. And this halacha applies to someone who is in nidui and for in avel. Analyzes the Gemara. My love, akulu. When the brisa concluded, v'chein ata maitze b'menuda uba avel, that's going on the entire list of the brisa. Uba mayaskina. And which rechitza did the Braisa say was it referring to when it says that panav yod v'raglav is going to be permissible? Ilei ma'bechamin, if we're talking about hot water, panav yod v'raglav mishari, is hot water permissible for one's hands and face in the case of in the avel? That's not permissible. V'ha'amar of sheishas, avel asa l'hoishit etzboi b'chamin. An avel is prohibited to stick his finger into hot water, says the Gemara in the last line, narrow line, on Yigimel Amid Aleph. El alav b'tzayne. Must be that we're talking about cold water. And we see that cold water is going to be asur. If it's called gufa, says the Gemara, lo, lo'olam b'chamit. No, could be that cold water is permissible. And here we're prohibiting hot water. Utka kashalach. V'cheinat ha'motzim menudo u'ba'ovel. And this that you ask, that we conclude that the same halach applies ba'ovel, asha arakoi. It's not going back on the halachos arechitza, but is on the other halachos in regards to, for example, ni'ilas hasandal. But there will be a difference to between when it comes to ovel and the other halachos of tanesim, that when it comes to ovel, then Sonein, then chamin, excuse me, hot water is going to be also upon of yad of raglav, while when it comes to other tanesim, then that does not apply. Continues the Gemara in the second white line, Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof in regards to our shayla that we had discussed, where Rav Chisda postulated that when it comes to an avel, it's prohibited for him to wash even in cold water, and the same applies to Tisha B'Av. Damar Rabbi Abba Hakoyin, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Hakoyin, Rabbi Hakoyin said the name of Rabbi Yosi Hakoyin, Maisu, Masu, Banu, Shor, Rabbi Yosi, Ben Rabbi Chanina. The sons of Rabbi Yosi Chanina died. V'rachatz Bitzan Kol Shiva, and they did wash in cold water or all this Shiva. Question mark. So we see against Rav Chisda, and says, Gemara Hasam Kishit Kafuhu Avolav Hava. There it was a case that there were deaths of the sons one after the next. Oy, oy. The signing takfu of all zechazet hich bitzera mekel bitar umechavis ksusa b'mayim. That the halacha is that if there's shiva one after the next, the halacha is that one could be mekel in terms of cutting one's hair as well as wash laundering clothing in water. Amar of Chizda, and Rav Chisda explained bitar that with it will be permissible with a razor. Now we're not talking about a razor where it's prohibited to use a razor in the process of shaving, as Tosis points out. But the important part is that you can't use avalobim esparai, and you can't use scissors. The scissors are prohibited. It has to be done with shinui. B'mayim, the laundry could be done only with water, v'lo v'neser, v'lo b'chol, and not with agents of detergent. So therefore, there's no raya that we allow them to wash in cold water in that particular case, because that was a very particular case of takfu avelov, that there were a couple of avelos of shiva back to back to each other. So then they allowed cold water. But in general, could very well be Rav Chisda is right, that an avel is going to be usur in cold water. This concludes Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in Maseches Tainis.
Gemara continues on the bottom of Yikimel Amen Aleph. Amar Rava, Avel Mutter Lirchatz B'tzayin Kol Shiva. Rava said, Avel is allowed to bathe in cold water all 7 days. Midi Dehavi Abisra V'chamra. So Rava disagrees with Rav Chisda, and he says, just like when it comes to meat and wine, that the halacha is as permissible for an Avel to eat those things, even though there is a little bit of tainuk, so too, when it comes to washing their entire guf in cold water, that would also be accepted. This is my last word, and you give them an alf, may see they ask you the following question.
If a woman is already at the stage of
Bogeres. She's over the age of 12 and a half. So then she's not allowed to allow herself to look no longer presentable during the time that she's sitting Avelos for her father, because she's now marriageable age, and therefore she's supposed to put that
as her first priority. Tosas actually has a different read of the Gemara. He just says that she's not required to follow the halachos of Avelos that will make her look less presentable, and if she wants, she can be makel to make herself presentable, even if it compromises Hilchos Avelos. What are we compromising exactly? So the Gemara says, "My lav berechitza." Must be that we're talking about bathing. Ubemai. And what type of bathing we talk about? Ilema becham. If we're talking about that she's allowed to bathe in hot water, ein habogeres rasha. Is she not allowed to? V'amar of Chizda, but then Rav Chizda teach avol asur lahoshit etzbo bechamin, that an avol is prohibited to stick their finger into hot water. If it's so stringent that they can't even stick their finger into hot water, certainly even a bogeres who has a responsibility to make sure that she doesn't reach a state of nivel, but nevertheless, to say that we're going to be so makel on her that she's even bathed in hot water, that is hard to understand. El lav bitzone. It must be that we're talking about cold water. In other words, the case that we allow for a bogeres in order that she be able to get married is in regards to bathing with cold water. Now, from here we see that when it comes to cold water, then we would not be so machmir in regards to putting one's finger in water. And the only thing that's going to be aser is brechitzas kol haguf. So we see from this braisa that by a bogeres, where she wants to get married, then will be makel in regards to cold water. But otherwise, for everybody else, cold water is going to be usur, like Rav Chizda had presented, and in disagreement with the opinion of Rava. El lav bitzonin, continues the Gemara, finally, on the top, in Gimel base. And says the Gemara, loy, akichol pirchas. Now we're talking about makeup, that we're allowing her to put on makeup, we're not letting her wash with cold water. Lem meseyele dam Rabbi Avo. Let us bring a proof as Rabbi Avoh taught, Rabbi Avoh HaKohen taught, Mishum Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Maisu Meisu Banu Shor Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, what we had learned on the bottom of Gimel Ben Alf, the children of Yossi and Chanina passed away in succession, V'rachatz Bitzan Kol Shiva, and they wash in cold water all 7 days. So we see that in general, the halacha is that washing in cold water is aser, with the one exception is what we described of Takfu Avelov, that if God forbid there are consecutive, Avelos, so then in such a case we could be makel in regards to water, cold water. That's what the Gemara brings out. Amri Hasam Mishatakfu Avel Zachazet. Only there where it's excessive cases, then it's going to be prohibited. The Sanya Takfu Avel Zachazet, Hichbid Se'aro Makel Batar. We spoke about that there's a special leniency. Normally, an Avel is not allowed to cut his hair if it's done in a razor. The razor cutting the hair with a shinoi will be acceptable. Chavz ksusa b'mayim will allow for a very circumscribed type of laundering. Amrav Chizda, Rav Chizda explained, b'tar av alo b'misparayim, a razor will be used and not scissors. B'mayim v'lo b'nesor v'lo b'chol, and only water could be used for laundering and not detergent. Now the Gemara adds another type of detergent, v'lo b'ehol, and not a grass type of detergent, period. Ikadamri, there was another tradition in what Rava had taught. Amar Rava, Avel Aser Bitzonin Kol Shiva. This tradition has Rava saying that an Avel is not allowed to wash in cold water all 7 days. Of course, it's different than the tradition we had of Rava on the bottom of Yigimel Ben Aleph, who said that it was Mutter. And then the tradition that we have of the Masu Matan, the give and take that relates to Shitas Rava, is as follows. We asked, Maishnami Basar Yain, why is it different than Basar Yain? Basar Yain in Avil is allowed to indulge. And why is it that when it comes to cold water, that would be prohibited? If they're allowed to eat Basar Yain, one would have thought, the Gemara assumes, like it had assumed on the Bali Gimel Medaf, that the two would go together, that Basar Yain would be permissible, then cold water would be permissible. And here the Gemara now is presenting Rava as saying, then Avel's Aser Bitzone, so why is it different than Basar V'Yayin that it's permissible? Answers the Gemara, Hasam, the Chuche Pachte.
Huda Avid. He's doing it for relaxing his anxieties. There's a tremendous tension that an Avel is under. So it was something was done and given as a dispensation for an Avel, not so that he should have Tainut, but it was particularly in regards to allowing him to calm his nerves. Let us bring a proof to Rava's Shita as presented now, that Rava prohibited an oval in cold water from a brisa. Ein habogir sroshu ila navel atzma, that a girl who's already marriageable age, let's go with Tosis's pshat, is not required to keep all of the halachos of avelos if it makes her look unbecoming. Hanaira rasha, but a naira does have to keep all the halachos because she's prior to marriageable age. Farshim, by the way, discuss. We have gemaras that speak about a girl getting married as a naira, as getting married as a ketana. But presumably the simplest approach is to say that normally most girls don't get married when they're a naira. Most of them are bogeres. Now, back to our gemara. B'mai, what exactly are we talking about? Ilema b'chamin. If we're talking about the girl is washing in hot water, ain't abagos rasha? Are we going to say that she's not bound to that requirement and she's allowed to wash in hot water? If I'm Rav Chizur, Rav Chizur was so much more machmir. Rav Chizur said, "Avol aser lahashpit etzbo b'chamin." Forget about washing. You know, I'll even stick your finger into hot water. El la bitzonein. Must be that we're talking about in cold water, and that would bring out the point that a bogeres, whose marriageable age cannot wash in hot water but can wash in cold water, and she's the exception. And she's the exception, like, because Rava had also taught that an avel is not allowed to wash in cold water. Says the Gemara, the same terts we had before. Lo akichal pirchas, we're talking about cosmetics. Really, everybody's allowed to wash in cold water. Then what was the special dispensation that was made for a girl of marriageable age? It was in regards to cosmetics. There is an interesting halacha that emerges from our Gemara that is not as well known. Kichol means cosmetic. That lechura, what emerges from our Gemara is that cosmetics are prohibited in Avelos, and pirchos is the special braiding of the hair. The nominee for the a discussion of the halacha of the daily daf in terms of Hilchos Avelos, the details of that. The Gemara continues, Amar Chizah Zoso Meris, based on the above, what emerges in regards to Hilchos Avelos is the following. Avel Aser B'Tichboses Kol Shiva. Then Avel is prohibited to launder all 7 days. The Hilchosa, and this the Gemara is Koveh Halacha Lamaisa. Avel Aser Lirchotz Kol Gufo. Avel is prohibited to wash his entire body. Bein Bechamim, Bein Bitzonein Kol Shiva. It's prohibited all Shiva. Avel Panav Yadav Ragla, but when it comes to his face, hands, and feet, so that Bechamim Aser Bitzonein Mutter. That's prohibited with hot water, but cold water is permissible. Avel Asuch, when it comes to anointing himself, Afilu Kol Shehu Aser, even the smallest amount, is going to be prohibited. Ve'im La'averes Azuama Mutter. And if it's being done to remove sweat, then it is permissible. Another halacha topic that emerges from this stuff would be the use of deodorant. Simple reading of our Gemara would be that deodorant would be permissible. The Gemara continues in regards to Hilchos Tainus. We now go back to Hilchos Tainus. Selusa de Ta'anesa, the davening for a fast day. Heichimit Karina, when do we mention the special additions that are appropriate for a fast day? Adabra Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yitzchak Brei. Rav Yehuda was speaking and directing his son Rav Yitzchak on the direction Vidarash, and they were speaking and learning Yachid Shekibo Lav Tainus, an individual who accepts upon himself an Tainus, Mispalo Shel Tainus, he says a special tefillah of a Tainus, Veheichan Amra, and where does he say it? Bein Gol Yisrael L'Rofe, between the bracha of Yisrael and the bracha of Rifa'enu. Of course, the tefillah that here that we're discussing, Rashi points out, is the tefillah of Hanenu, the special tefillah for a fast day. Askethla Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak asked the following shayla: B'chi yachid kovei bracha l'atzma? Could you add, as an individual, a separate bracha of Hanenu by itself to add into your Shmona Esrei? Ela Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, no, we don't have a special tefillah of Anenu, that you make a special bracha of Anenu, like we have when it comes to the Shliach Tzibur, but rather B'Shomea Tefila. He puts it into the bracha of Shomea Tefila. In other words, before Kiata Shomea, so then we say Aneinu Hashem Elokeinu B'Yom Som Taniseinu. The Gemara continues, Ruchein Omer Rav Sheshes B'Shomea Tefila. Sheshes also corroborated this opinion that we add it into Shomea Tefila. Mesive, I'll ask you the following question. Ein ben yachilut zibur. There's no difference between an individual davening versus the public davening. Elish is emispal shmeinas v'zemispal shayesrei. That sometimes there's 18 brachos for the yachid, and sometimes there's 19 brachos, and that is for the tzibur. My yachid u'my tzibur. What does yachid and tzibur mean? Ilem yachid mamish v'tzibur shliach tzibur. That the yachid means literally someone who is davening alone, and Tzibur is referring to the Shliach Tzibur. Hani 19, Esrin v'arba havin. Are you saying there's 19? When it comes to the Shliach Tzibur, there's 24. What does that mean, 24? I thought that we only have Shmona Esrei in Shliach when it comes to Chazar Hashatz. So that we're going to see in a Gemara later on Daf Tezvav Amid Aleph, that there are Chav Dalet Brachos in Yom HaTanisa. So from the Shliach Tzibur. So we can't be talking about the Shliach Tzibur. Elav Hachi Kamar. Must be that this is what we're saying. Ein ben yachid, the kibbal of tainis, achid. An individual takes on a personal fast day, like we've had on yesterday's daf. He took a tainis chalom for himself. Le yachid, she kibbal of tainis tzibur. That someone who accepted on himself a tainis tzibur. That's what the contrast of the brisa is. El shazem is bal shmon esrei. That the individual just takes a private fast. He does not add anenu. V'zemes balo chasrei. And the other one, the fellow who took part of a tainis tzibur, then he adds anenu. Shmamina, what would emerge then, is yachid koveya brach latzma. That even a yachid, as long as he's davening during a tainis tzibur, then he would have anenu. Continues the Gemara three lines before the wide loy le'el memelecha shliach tzibur. Really, we're talking about that only the Shliach Tzibur adds a separate bracha of Anenu. Utka Kashalach, and if you'll ask, Shliach Tzibur Esner Abom Matzli, that can't be talking about the Shliach Tzibur because he already has 24 brachas, as we had expressed earlier. Begimol Tanius Rishonos, we're talking about the first three fasts in the beginning of Kislev, if God forbid there is no rain, then the Shliach Tzibur does not add those brachas. Deleka Esrim V'arba. There you don't have 24 brachos, but rather you would only have 19 brachos, and only a Shliach Tzibur would add it to his Shmona Esrei, a separate bracha of Anenu, and that is talking about in the case of the first three fast days at the beginning of Kislev. We are going to conclude our daf over here. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Yud Gimel in Maseches Tainis, and Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow we will pick up a few lines from the bottom on Yud Gimel on the base.